we all know what that music means. It either means it's Monday morning and you're going to work, or maybe it's Monday afternoon and you're going home, or maybe it's next week and you're listening to the Family Podcast. Whatever your listening habits are, thank you very much for tuning into Table Talk with Rookie's Family, a real podcast, the sister podcast of Garage Logic. And we've got several members scattered about. Four of us are in studio. Mom and Dad, Sophia and Gabe are in studio. Matthew is out east in Boston, bearing the heat. And McLaren is in parts unknown, but on her way back from the Spooner Rodeo. Is that correct?
I guess that's parts known.
Dang it. I guess I just blew her cover. Sorry, Mame Dog. So anyway, it is hotter than sin out right now, and it's going to be a beast. We're recording this on Sunday morning, and it's going to be hot and humid in the Twin Cities all week. That's a big-time bummer, but we've all been there before. Thank God for air conditioning and water, right?
Yep.
Yes, sir.
What's the temp in Boston?
I don't have AC.
You don't have AC?
What's, no, I have a couple fans.
What's the temp there?
Right now, it's 85. Ooh. And I think the high today is about 87.
Oh. Are you going to go to
later, the... Later this week, it gets up highs of 95.
Are you going to go to the beach again? I saw a picture of a beach yesterday. What beach was that?
Yeah, we went to the beach in Southie. It was crazy. There were so many people there. But it was fun. It's a little rocky. It's not quite the fine sands of Naples, Florida. But it's a little bit thicker rocks. But it's still fun. It was nice to be by water. You forget you're in the ocean, honestly.
Yeah, I didn't
see
big
why.
Waves.
It doesn't have that ocean feel. But it's salt water.
Probably because it tastes all like tea.
Yes.
Funny jokes.
Very good.
Thank you.
Gabe started his comedy routine. It makes sense because you, I suppose down in Naples or Marco, you're kind of getting a little stronger surf and there's much more going on. I don't know what reasons why, but maybe there's just a lot of breakers. But
I don't know.
I'm glad you got near some water.
Yeah, I don't know what we're doing today, though. Not sure. Going to find some way to stay cool. Look up some pools for us poor college kids.
Does that mean you're hopping a fence, or you've got your little wire cutter and you're going to go underneath one?
I don't know. We'll see what entails.
I also have news for you. You're no longer a poor college kid.
True.
Well,
you're
not
a
in
poor
college
person.
Anymore.
All right. I'm a poor graduate.
Never mind.
What did you say, Gabe?
He's a poor person.
Yeah, you're just a poor person, not a poor college person.
I'm just one of the regular poor people now.
Yeah.
I don't have to qualify it.
Well, we miss you, and I hope you're having a good time. And McLaren will not be checking in just because she's en route, so we're just going to let her drive and get back into the cities. But, we've been fighting the heat as well around here, and it's going to be hot and humid here all week, but we'll get over it, huh?
I think so. I have some updated notes that people have sent in. And one is kind of fun. It was on our podcast reviews and ratings. And it's from, now you guys have to help me out with this. It's a whole bunch of X's, a whole bunch of Y's, one U, and a whole bunch of Z's. X, Y, U, Z.
They just don't want someone to know the name. And that's what they do.
I think some of those are already, that's like your username. They give you a random username unless you choose a name.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah, you type in the name.
Okay, so they gave us 5 stars, so thank you very much for that, X, Y, U, Z. And they said, I can hardly wait for Monday mornings to listen to what Rookie's family is up to. The kids are just as funny as Rookie is. Great job, guys and gals. So that was very nice.
Thank you.
That is a nice one.
Nice.
Yeah.
Which one of us opened a fake account and sent our own review to us?
Sophia, are you X, Y, U, Z?
No. Mine said Sophia Mikulski username.
It was Fifi Boo.
Oh, whatever. But everyone knows that that's me.
Right.
So it failed.
No, that's legit.
Oh, my God.
That's okay.
Are you serious?
What else you got?
Okay,
huh?
Then we have Dan from Plymouth. And he sent us an email, which we love our emails. It's very fun to get those. And it said, I listened to you guys on Podcast One. You really have a nice family. I am glad you decided to start up the podcast again. I also listen to Garage Logic ever since it started. I used to listen to Don Vogel years ago before the GL show. So that was very nice. Thanks from Dan from Plymouth for sending us a little note. And then, Matthew, here's a couple things that I don't know if you'll have the answers to or not, but here's a comment from your Europe trip when you guys were talking about what to use as far as being able to use your phone and have service.
Yeah.
And this guy says, this is Leo. I'm not sure where Leo is from, but he said, when we traveled to Ireland, we were told the cheapest way to go without having to purchase anything on our phone was to use free WhatsApp.
Yeah.
Oh.
Did you talk about that?
Or have you heard of that? No, we didn't touch on that, but WhatsApp is like, it's the largest messaging app in the world. Facebook owns them.
Okay.
But it's essentially just free messaging. And you could get the app on any phone. So, like, I have an iPhone. I could only really message on Wi-Fi to other people with an iPhone. So, okay. I could only message on iMessage.
Mm-hmm.
So, only other people with an iPhone. With WhatsApp, I could message any people. It doesn't matter what type of phone they have.
Is that what you use?
Most of the people that I message have an iPhone anyway, so I didn't really care.
Is that what you used when you were in Barcelona the last time you went?
Maybe you might be right, because I know Haley's used it quite a bit in the past when she's been in Europe.
Sure, and I remember you guys being able to message us, but you couldn't always call us.
Yeah.
Well, we did that through Snapchat.
That might have been WhatsApp. It's just a free app, and you can message anywhere in the world from it.
And here's another question for you. It's the same listener, and he says, I have a question for Matt. He has heard that living on the East Coast and almost everything you pay for monthly is done through phone apps, which is as far as like rent and utilities.
Mm.
Are you finding that to be the case, or have you heard of that? You're technically not really paying your rent yet until, I mean, you are, but.
Just subletting, which.
Right. It's a little different.
We're giving money to the person whose lease it is, and then they're paying the utilities and whatnot.
Right.
So I don't know about that so far.
Well, that's kind of interesting.
Yeah, I'll find out in the next couple months whether that's true or not. There's definitely apps that I've heard of that like are for that, but I haven't heard of anybody using them.
All right. And then the last one, also for Matthew.
Wow.
This is from our friend Steve. And I don't know, you probably answered him. This is an email. Okay. Do you know the answer? That you had mentioned in a podcast that you buy credit card utility knives in bulk. Mm-hmm. Do you know where you get them and how he could do the same?
I get them on Amazon. I get them in like packs of 10. And I'm just pulling up right now what exactly you can look up on Amazon. There's a ton of them. Like if you just look up like credit card,
just Google
pocket knife or whatever, you'll find a bunch of them, but the ones that I buy are called...
While you're looking for that, let me describe what he sent in. He sent in a picture of his own, which is like similar to a Swiss Army knife company that puts out that credit card size thing. But Matthew, yours is quite different. Yours is yours seems to be... he has more tools. Yours is more of just a flat piece of metal. So he's got.
So you can look up on Amazon. It's 11-in-1 function credit card size survival pocket tool. 11-in-1 function credit card size survival pocket tool. And they're flat pieces of metal. They come in a little black leather pouch. And it's $8.99 for a 10 pack.
That beats the $30 he's paying for his one.
Yes, I pay $9 for 10 of them. Which his are nicer, obviously, but mine do the job just fine. Funny enough, I actually used it yesterday. When we were at the beach, we were with some other people, and they had some beer bottles, and they did not have a bottle opener.
Oh.
And they're trying to open it with other stuff, and I'm like, you guys need a bottle opener? And they're like, do you have one? Pull it out of my wallet. Everyone's like, wow, how do you like carry that around?
Survival man.
Yep, very
That's
useful.
Funny.
You walked a little taller on the beach after that, didn't you?
Yep, that's a good way to make friends.
Why didn't they just go into the ocean and get a cup so they could drink the tea that is in there.
Oh my gosh, Gabe, give up on that joke.
Good one.
You know, when we were in Boston last time, you didn't make those Boston Tea Party jokes when you were looking at the ocean.
No, but it's funny now. Well, I'll tell you.
He's grown up a lot.
Okay, then I have one more update, and then I think we can put this story to bed. I have an update on the State Fair donut hole.
Mom, give it up.
Are we State Fair all the time?
Give it up.
Well, you know, we have been following this story, so I think we should say that the State Fair has suspended the donut holes.
Oh, my
God. They will not be in the fair.
It's unreal.
No syringes will be allowed.
Ugh.
And instead, the hangar, which is the restaurant or stand that has these donut holes, will offer the donut holes still. And they're going to offer them with three dipping sauces, chocolate, Bavarian cream, and lingonberry jam.
Yeah.
So you'll just dip instead of inject.
So the whole company still is putting out a product.
Well, they're
doing the same thing without a syringe.
Yes, and they're doing more than that because that is now they've got an official replacement food added as well. So I'll tell you what the replacement food is.
Well, I didn't hear this.
It's unbelievable. It's kind of like they went from something, you know, relatively simple to crazy. It's not crazy, but it's a lot.
How
it's barbecue sauce on French fried onions. On top of coleslaw, over pulled pork with some Mexican cheeses, peppery spices on a hash brown waffle.
What?
Hash brown waffle.
I mean, it sounds
that
amazing.
Sounds
really
good. That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was a donut place.
Well, they're offering something else. The hangar, I don't know what the hangar is. I'm not familiar with that.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with that either, but what their replacement food is sounds amazing.
That is, you're right, though. It is quite the jump of simple to about the most complicated dish you can find.
No kidding. They're adding so much on that. It's not really a sandwich, I guess, but.
Sounds fantastic, though.
It does.
Well, they have their work cut out for them, that's for sure. I can see their place. I don't know that I've ever... It just looks like a nice airplane hangar or a garage. And it looks fun. They got picnic tables out there. I don't know where it's located on the fairgrounds, though. It must be... You know, they've got a really good selection of beers.
And a place to try.
Yeah, they got a lot of room.
Yeah.
Wow. Speaking of hangars.
Yes.
You know where hangars are?
In a closet.
Military bases.
Darn it.
That's correct.
Yep. Area 51 is about to be raided by 400,000 people.
What?
Did you sign up?
No, I did not sign up. Not about to go and get shot down.
I have questions about this.
Yes.
Right, maybe preface it a little bit better as far as someone made a group on Facebook, and it was supposed to be a joke, apparently, of they want proof that Area 51 has aliens, and so they started an event to organize people to storm Area 51 and demand them to show them proof of aliens.
Saying they can't stop them all. Yes, that is correct.
So they're saying if they get enough people to storm Area 51, the U.S. government will suddenly give in and just let them roam free on Area 51.
I'm seeing an article that says it is now in excess of 750,000 people.
Well, still.
Well, it's gaining ground because I went to the Drudge Report, and as of Friday evening, more than 540,000 people had signed up on Facebook. And so you're seeing an updated version where 700,000? 750,000. Area 51.
Yes.
Area 51 has been such a sketchy, secretive place. Do you believe that there's really stuff there?
I believe that it's a testing facility for the United States government. So they don't want China, Russia, all the other countries to know what they're building for their next vehicles or whatever, like airplanes or whatever.
Sure.
It's an extremely normal thing. You see that in every single country. They all have their secret bases where they build their own things. But the thing about it is it gets so much publicity that I feel like if they did have aliens or something that they didn't want us to know, they would not keep it there. They'd have something that nobody knew about, and that's where they would keep them.
Like Area 52.
Yes.
I know the government has done secret tests and things like that. I really don't believe that there are aliens that the government has captured and they've brought them into Area 51 and they're on ice or whatever they're doing, and they've done their science experiments.
No way. I keep
it on ice. Yeah.
Right. I mean, because people would have to, number one, remain silent. And over the years, maybe in the 50s, 60s, 70s, whatever. But currently, if somebody was working there or on their deathbed, if Jerry is dying and he's 90, he would seem like spill the beans.
Well, no. There's people that I know that have worked there.
Who do you know that works at Area 51?
One of my friends.
Jeffrey's worked there?
No. One of my friend's aunts worked there. He worked for the government, and they can't say anything about it, or they can face serious jail time and fines.
Yeah, but if you're dying, who cares?
Sophia, you might know what Area 51 is, because I remember, probably a few years back, the Kardashians went camping.
I do remember that. I have seen this.
They were near Area 51.
You're right.
And they all got spooked.
They did see some stuff.
See, I knew Sophia would know anything. If I brought
now
it up.
Now I know what we're talking about.
I would like to apologize to all of our listeners that Sophia's knowledge of Area 51 comes from watching the Kardashians in an episode where they were camping.
The
that
thing
saddens
is,
me.
It's in the middle of the Nevada or whatever, the Sierra Desert or whatever that is. So why would you go and camp?
So they could get a TV show.
Yeah, which that's not close. That's an hour drive. Nothing.
Why are people paying attention to this, though? If it's in the middle of Nevada, no one's ever paying to the middle of Nevada.
Because
paying attention to
nobody knows what goes on inside of it besides the people that work at it. They don't let anybody get anywhere near it.
Well, that's why everyone's wanting to go near it, because they're not supposed to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they won't let you go near it either.
I read an article on this. And they were saying that, 500,000 or now D saying 750,000 people have signed up. Obviously, they're not going to expect 750,000 people to sign up. But of that, I don't think it would be crazy there's probably going to be a few thousand that do show up. And then they have to kind of take this seriously, as far as having a few thousand people show up isn't like insignificant. And so they're going to have to figure something out without like, I don't know what they're going to do, but you can't like detain a few thousand people either. So
I think that if they were charging at it, they would shoot them.
No, Gabriel.
Have you seen the signs that they have? They have snipers in the mountains that watch people that if they get anywhere near it. The signs say you will get shot. It's not something to mess around with.
It's really not.
It's not something to say, I'm going to go and run on this property, because they don't care.
I think
it would be a huge deal if anybody actually got injured in this.
I feel like they would do something more than, or at least they would tear gas them or do something that.
Gabe,
yes, they
our
would.
Our government doesn't exactly do that to citizens of the U.S.
Again, they're trying to run onto a military. Think about when we went on to the airbase here. And he was like, you can't go running around because they'll put a gun in your face and tackle you to the ground.
Who went on the airbase?
Me and Dad
did. Oh, the Boy Scouts.
Yeah.
You guys did?
Yeah. And we had to stay with them. And he's like, you can't go off of the pass or they will come at you and put you on the ground.
With that group, it was pretty difficult to keep them reined in. But I understand what Gabe is saying about the seriousness of going to Area 51. My guess is for these 750,000 plus Facebook people that are pretty bold saying, yes, I will attend the event. But when push comes to shove in mid-September, I doubt everybody's going to hop in their vehicles and head by there. Plus, I think the government's going to probably have some extra. I don't think they're going to shoot people down, but all roads going in, which they've got those pinpointed, there's going to be roadblocks far enough away where they're not even going to get close. And nobody's going to go off.
The roads are already blocked off hundreds of miles away from where it is.
That's what I'm saying. They're not going to get far, even though people are going to, they can't stop all of us.
How
pretty much they can.
How did the Kardashians get so close then?
because there are roads people that they don't have blocked. I've seen there's videos where they don't have the roads marked and they go on it, and then you see people like start walking around in the mountains, and then a pickup truck will come and intercept you.
People are going to be so disappointed when they go here and see it's literally a desert. There's nothing there.
No, well, it's
there's nothing to see.
There's an actual military base behind that.
Right, but you can't see anything.
Plus, I think Kim's big booty just kept knocking down the roadblocks, and so they just got to go right through.
Dad.
Well, I think it's fun to look at on Facebook that they're putting all this together, and it's a big story, but I truthfully think nothing will come of it because they can't get close enough, and the government's not stupid. They're going to stop them well before.
And quit testing the boundaries, people. Like, just get over it.
They're not hiding any secrets that are going to be... there's no aliens again.
Well, they are hiding secrets.
Okay, but that's for them to know. They don't need to know the military stuff. If they do, then go join it.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm not worried about what's in Area 51. Anybody else?
Nope.
Nope.
No.
I would love to go have a tour. I know they don't do that, but it would be neat to go tour it and see what some of the cool stuff they have. But I don't think that's a threat.
You can become president and ask for that then.
Yeah. Yep, you guys can do that. I'm out. Too many skeletons.
Has President Trump gone there?
I don't know. He knows what's in it, though.
Really go there.
But yeah. It would be your. That's one of the cool things you get to do if you're president. Say, I want to go to 51. Let me check it out, and they'd have to let
book
you.
Of secrets.
Yeah, where's the book of secrets? That's the first thing I'd ask for if I was voted in. Give me all the secret stuff, the book of secrets, and then I want to go to Area 51.
Yeah, where do we keep the aliens?
Right.
Where are they? Yep.
Show me where the aliens are. Does it say Sophia was doing a...
I'm not seeing anything about him visiting it.
Has President Trump gone to Area 51? Probably not. I think it would be a... They probably wouldn't say because it would be so secretive.
There we go.
Not really.
All right, well, good luck to you Facebook users. I am not one. Just letting the military know, I am not one that's going to storm the castle.
Me either.
In September.
I haven't even seen it on Facebook, so.
I thought it was a planet. I didn't know it was a.
You did think that.
Sophia.
Place in the U.S.
That's why we love you, Fee. We just love you.
I think there's a movie called Planet 51, and I think I was confusing it or something.
Got it.
I bet.
All right. Well, thank you, Gabe, for bringing that to the table.
Yes.
I do think that's an interesting number. And story, because it's going to grow to over a million. You know, it's going to keep growing. But I seriously think nothing will come of it. All right, it's hot and it's humid. Very hot and humid. I came across something on hydration. And it was called Mr. Dad. And it says, water, the miracle cure from your tap. And people were wondering how much water they should drink each and every day. Versus how much you should drink how can you tell if you're going to be dehydrated? And everybody has heard about, you have to at least drink
8 ounces
of water every day. Right, exactly. But on a relatively mild day, we lose 2 to 3 liters, 8 to 12 cups of water, just by sweating or breathing, going to the bathroom, digesting. Men use up a little more water than women do. They retain their water. And, of course, if you're exercising, it's even more if you're sweating it out. But some of the dehydration symptoms, headaches, poor concentration, dry mouth, constipation, lack of energy, dry skin, dizziness. They go even death. It's not that crazy. But they say keeping track of your water intake and monitoring your symptoms is very important. But a far easier way of determining whether you're properly hydrated is to simply... What simple thing can
drink
you,
water?
Can you look at what to determine?
I already know your urine.
Exactly.
If it's yellow, you're not. If it's clear, you are.
If it's yellow, you're not mellow. If it's clear, you're dear. Correct. It says simply look at your urine. Unless you've taken some vitamins, urine should be clear or very pale yellow. If it's dark yellow or has a strong odor, you're probably dehydrated.
Odor.
That's very... Yep.
Who here is dehydrated?
Mom, don't ask
So
that.
We're going to have a urine
Sophia,
test here.
You raised your hand.
I'm always hydrated. I have a hydro flask. Excuse me.
I don't really look at the color of my pee.
So we're all having a drug test. You take your sample, run down to the end of the restroom there, and then bring it back. And
if we're hydrated.
It's not a drug test. It's a urine test, but it's... I have a color bar here to tell you, determine whether you're hydrated.
I'm going to use the women's urinal.
Let's tell people. There's a stall here. I've been here 28 years. I've never been in that bathroom.
Well, why would you have been? It's the women's bathroom. I know,
exactly. But it was reported to me a couple of weeks ago that describe what you guys saw.
We're going to have to post that.
Well,
you can't just post pictures of bathrooms on the internet.
I have used that bathroom, and I always go into stall number one. McLaren has used that bathroom, and she always goes into stall number three.
Right. So Thea always goes into stall number two. Bathroom.
Public restrooms.
No.
So McLaren, a few weeks ago, decides to use stall number two. Opens it up
wild
and sees.
Day. Wow.
Yeah, really. Rebel.
That's really on the edge. That's really bad etiquette, though, to use the middle stall. You go to one or you go to three. You never
go to
the
middle. But that's just men. If you go next to someone in a urinal and you're in a men's bathroom, you should just die.
No.
Get out of the bathroom right there. Don't go next to me.
If you have to go number two and you use the middle stall, I'm turning the lights off on you.
I'm grabbing your feet and just yanking you off the toilet.
It's kind of weird.
All right, continue, Mom.
So McLaren opens the door to stall number two and sees what's in there and goes, what the heck? So she comes running back to the studio and says, Mom, come with me. We were the only two in here at that time. You've got to see what's in the bathroom. So I go with her and open the door up, and I've never seen anything like it either.
It was a sewer rat that was about the size of Sophia.
So anyway, we are the only people in this building on Sunday mornings. So it wasn't a big deal to invite the men to take a look at what this is in the bathroom, because none of us had ever seen it, and neither had they. And we looked it up online, and it is a woman's urinal.
That didn't really catch on?
It's from the 1960s, so it's been in this building a long time.
Yeah. I wonder how many people used it since 1960.
American Standard, and I'm not even sure how you would use it, but...
In case you were wondering, Michelle was very interested in trying to find someone using it.
What?
Yeah, you were sitting there for like 5 minutes watching videos.
I had to look it up to see what this thing was.
And then Mom's like, I just got to go and use it.
No. I think you have to have a skirt on.
Yeah, and don't bypass that filter to try to get through to the other portion there.
Anyway, we really digressed. Oh,
yeah, well, it was so
wow.
It was really bizarre. I've never seen anything like that. I wonder how many people go in there, and if they have to go to that one, go, oh, I don't know what this is, I'm in the wrong spot, and go to one to three, or just wait it out.
I doubt there's a rush on the women's
bathroom.
True,
this is not a busy part of the building.
I don't think anyone would use that.
All right. Well, speaking of hydration, let's get back to it. In this heat, they said it is so important, especially, you know, Gabe's doing football conditioning right now.
Ooh.
And this week, hopefully they'll be smart enough to give you guys water.
Well, we
nonstop.
Have water on the other side of the field.
Oh, you do? You just got to run over to it.
Yeah, you just got
to
do it fast.
All right, well, not getting enough of water has consequences, and here's what research tells us. Kids are very susceptible. Since children often don't recognize when they're thirsty, they have a higher risk of becoming dehydrated. Fluoride, there's a fluoride in the water that helps prevent tooth decay. Not sure how I feel about that.
I don't care.
Like clean water.
Going to the dentist to get your teeth cleaned every 6 months is what you recommend. That's when they'll give you the fluoride. Yes, you must brush your teeth, Matthew. Healthier teeth and gums. Saliva, which is mostly water, is critical to maintaining good oral health because it washes away food particles, acids, and bacteria. Better digest. Drinking water before, during, or after meals helps the body break down our food. Body temperature regulation. Sweating cools us, but if we don't replace the water that's lost, your body temp will rise. That's why it's important to drink extra water before, during, and after working out, and especially throughout the hot climates. Better brain and mental health, better physical health, better physical and mental performance. Athletes can sweat away 4 to 10% of their body weight in a single workout, but even smaller water losses can drastically reduce performance. I don't know about this, lower cancer risk. Several studies have found that few people that drink 5 or more cups of water every day have half the risk of developing bladder or colon cancer than those who drink fewer than 2 cups a day. and reduction of kidney stones. At some point in their life, 10 to 15% of Americans will form a kidney stone. Drinking a lot of liquid can reduce that. I wish that on nobody.
Well, this is probably why I'm in the best shape and I'm the smartest in the family, because I drink the most water.
No, you don't. I drink the most water, Gabe.
Hey,
everyone else in the family drinks like
Diet Coke. Most water.
Fish no, you don't, Matthew. I've ever since I was in kindergarten, I've had a water bottle with me by my side for all the days.
Fancy. Mm.
Yes, I literally am known for my water bottles.
Yeah, because you just had to spend $50 on that one.
Mm-hmm. Because I invest.
I often drink 2 gallons of water a day.
Oh,
I'm not
sure.
Kidding. I'm not, I'm not lying to you.
From the same. Ask Brennick.
What? Yeah, oh, go ahead. I mean, I'll drink 8 Yetis a day.
No.
2 gallons of water. Yeah.
Is it?
Basically pee every 30 minutes.
Nope.
Is it water or is it tea from the Boston Harbor?
Oh, my God.
Give it up.
Water.
I drink the most water.
Okay, wait. All right, go ahead.
No, complete your thought. We're good, because we're going to finish off dehydration.
I was going to do a quick aside. You made me think of it when you said you have to check what color your pee is to know how hydrated you are.
Right.
Did you see on the 4th of July in Lake Minnetonka, there were a bunch of people that were getting sick in the days following?
Yes.
People peeing.
I didn't look too deeply into what exactly it was, but I did see an article saying they would like people who got sick to send in samples of their poop.
Yes. Stool
and
sample.
I was just thinking about who in the hell is going to go out of their way to send them a sample of poop?
A nice handful of poop, please.
Okay.
Could make a funny picture out of it.
Not only did people do that, Matthew, they actually showed it on the news in a petri dish being smeared around.
No.
And we all went, why are they showing that?
No.
But anyway, Matthew, I can update you on that. The results were inconclusive. They really don't know and probably will never know what made the people sick. But it is not E. coli, because they said that people would have been much sicker than they were.
I sent a sample in just for fun. I thought maybe they would check it out for me, and they haven't gotten back to me yet.
They needed a control.
Yes. Why are there so much hamburger in this one?
And no mushrooms.
All right, yeah.
Well, I'm glad you guys survived Lake Minnetonka on Big Island without getting sick. But you know what? It is pretty much a cesspool out there with that many boats being tied up and together, and everybody has to relieve themselves, and they're not going to the porta potty in the
Well, that was one of the things that was suggested was that maybe on days when the traffic around Big Island is so big that they need to bring in a barge with porta potties.
I don't think people would actually use that, though.
I feel like people would.
That would be a pain to swim over to, or however you get onto it. Bring the boat up, you know what I mean? When it's drunk college kids, they're not going to be like, oh, let's go be safe and use the porta potty.
However,
people will still pee in the lake.
Yeah.
But it will reduce it.
Right. Mm-hmm. But you didn't mean duking in the lake's probably a pretty bad idea.
What? I thought we were talking about pee.
No.
We are, but I'm saying.
People pooping it too.
Nobody. Who is pooping in a lake?
You go onto the island, right?
You can't get E. coli from urine.
I don't think so.
If you're swallowing
They didn't have
urine,
E. coli. Just don't put the lake water in your mouth.
Don't.
It's not a log. Don't touch it.
Cancel this conversation.
Yeah, it really, it doesn't. That's not a bad idea, but maybe with people being sick, if they brought out the porta potty thing, people would use them more often and not risk getting sick.
Well, they also said if you are sick, stay out of the water, because that washes off into the water and then it is,
again,
other people get
it. No one's listening to that. Drunk college kid who's sick is still going to party and be in the water.
Okay. Stay hydrated, all that.
Sophia's just trying to make herself feel better for the things she's done.
No, I'm not. I don't do anything bad.
All right. Hydration closed. I saw something that is really concerning to me, and I know you guys aren't going to like it, but we should probably mention this. This is from the New York Daily News. Self-cloning ticks that suck animals' blood dry spark concern that humans may be next. So there are
cloning ourselves?
Yeah, there are some self-cloning super ticks that are sparking worry in some, as the insects recently were linked to killing 5 cows by sucking their blood dry in North Carolina.
They're, sad.
And they're called Asian longhorn ticks, and they were first found in the U.S. in 2017. There's an article that was presented in the Clinical Infectious Diseases Journal. That's probably a little fun. That the first man was bitten by one of the pests in New York State. A doctor at the Clinical Parasitology Laboratory at the Mayo Clinic said the finding was extremely worrisome for several reasons, because even though these ticks are common in the U.S., the Asian longhorn species has sparked concern as females lay eggs and reproduce without mating. So they don't need a mate. They reproduce. So that's where the cloning comes in.
Burn them.
An individual animal may have thousands of ticks on it at one time. Mm. They carry multiple infections and viruses outside the U.S., but to date, the ticks have not been found carrying any disease in the country. However, bites from the ticks have made people in other countries seriously ill, according to the CDC, which has sparked concern as the ticks were found responsible for the death of those 5 cattle. They're warning livestock. This doesn't really apply to us, but... when there's an abrupt drop in red blood cells, this is what happens to the cows. They just check out. Ticks attack people, mm-hmm. domestic animals, wildlife.
Gross.
Prevention remains the best method to deter tick-borne illnesses. Protect yourselves while outdoor. Wear clothing, the DEET, and so forth. But how bad is that? So far, the Asian longhorn ticks have been found in Arkansas, Connecticut, Kentucky, Maryland, North Carolina, New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, and West Virginia. But a cloning tick.
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
I want them. I'm kidding.
What's that one song? I'm going to have to check you for ticks.
I want to check you for ticks.
I'd like to check you for ticks.
Will I lose weight?
Oh, but like the leeches.
No.
I just think that that is something that is unbelievably... You know, ticks really are serious, but if there is a form of tick that is cloning itself and doesn't need a mate, that's about as scary as can be.
Oh, I get it now. It clones itself. So, now, okay.
It is a man and a woman.
So it literally makes a baby out of itself.
Yeah, the eggs. And
that's crazy.
I don't know how the eggs are fertilized, but with the ticks. But
they are both genders.
Wait, so are they saying that humans could do that by themselves potentially?
Yes.
Okay, time.
Yes, and then they would brought immediately to Area 51.
I'm so confused.
Potentially, it might happen, guys.
Sophia, yeah. This has nothing to do with humans cloning themselves.
Dad
this
said, are humans with... next?
Yes.
Yes,
meaning,
as in...
the tick's going to start sucking human blood instead of cow.
I did not click that. All right.
Okay, one my last item here. I have it's not a quiz, but I just want your cartoon bubble.
I'll still win.
Gabe, we'll start with you. What is your cartoon bubble of India? What do you see when you think of India?
This is a joke?
No, this is I want your
Bollywood and cricket.
What?
Bollywood and cricket.
Bollywood and cricket, okay.
And cows.
Okay. Sophia?
I see a woman dressed modestly with a bindi.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
Matthew?
I see billions of people standing shoulder to shoulder and people riding around on little mopeds.
Okay, I gotcha. Mm-hmm. And mother?
I see crowded trains with people riding on top of the trains.
Okay.
I think I had the best out of all of you, not gonna lie.
Okay.
I as well, when I think of India, I see... I see dusty, dirty, massive people clinging to trains and buses.
What? I was the
overcrowded.
Only nice one.
No?
And?
I do see vivid colors.
I do too.
Okay. And do you see poverty?
Mm,
yeah.
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 I think we can all agree that everywhere in India is poverty unless you're...
Not everywhere.
Probably not everywhere.
Right. But,
no,
but
I think that...
But no. Your first impression when you think of India is not... Oh, ornate water jugs and a beautiful palace. Well, I have some news here from thisisthehindu.com. And I got this also off the Drudge Report. India lifted 271 million people out of poverty in 10 years, according to the UN. It's kind of an uplifting story. I don't know how they judge it, but India lifted 271 million people out of poverty between 2006 and 16, recording the fastest reductions in the multi-dimensional poverty index values during the period, with strong improvements such as assets, cooking fuel, sanitation, and nutrition. And I think that's also like the four-pack of what you think in India. Cooking, they need to cook. They need good sanitation, and they need better nutrition. So this is a UN report, and that goes on to say, the report identifies 10 countries with a combined population of about 2 billion people to illustrate the level of poverty reduction. All of them have shown significant progress toward achieving Sustainable Development Goal 1, namely ending poverty in all its forms everywhere. The 10 countries, Bangladesh, Cambodia, the Democratic Republic of Congo, Ethiopia, Haiti,
Congo.
India, Nigeria, Pakistan, Peru, and Vietnam. I think that's uplifting news. Everybody is always fighting. We need money to get these people, and they never seem to be able to farm or plant or find water, or they're always walking up 10 miles for water. This might be good news, Gabe.
This is a topic that we had in our geography class this year, and it was the company, like the large companies that are outsourcing their IT and like their buildings will put their things in less developed countries, and then the people that are working there send it back to their families and stuff. And in India, the IT jobs are one of the most desired because they let you live, and it's like a Google place. Mm-hmm. Where they have all the amenities for you, and then they go and they send back their money to their family that wasn't or doesn't have as much money, and then the family has more money to start their businesses, and it just keeps going on from there.
Wow, what a great thing. Nice. I know the Gates Foundation, Melinda and Bill Gates, and so many others that have mega money are doing work in those poor countries to get them to stop poverty. Noting the examples of poor production, where the poorest regions improved the fastest, the report said that in India reduced the incidence of multidimensional poverty from 75% in 2005-06 to 46% in 2015-16. Also, Cambodia from 71% to 55.9%. It's just...
My question would be, what exactly does that mean to like lift them out of poverty? Because I mean, in like the U.S., to have like that poverty line, like if you're making less than, I don't remember what it is exactly, it's somewhere give or take a few thousand from 20. So if you're making $20,000 a year, you're under the poverty line. I think it might be 24. You're under the poverty line. Do they have like a specific number in India like that they've lifted enough people out of number, but I guess I'm thinking just more of like an income poverty, and maybe that's not exactly what they're talking about, but I would be curious to know what exactly like the qualifications of being in or out of poverty there would be.
Well, in this report, they don't clarify, if you don't have running water, you're in whatever percentage. They don't break it down like that, but it's just globally 1.3 billion people who are multidimensionally poor, more than two-thirds of them, 886 million, now live in middle-income countries. A further 440 million live in low-income countries. It hits kids, children, pretty hard. That means if nearly half the people living in multidimensional poverty are children, 663 million, with the youngest kids bearing the greatest burden. 85% live in South Asia and Sub-Saharan Africa. Well,
I do have a little insight to Matthew's question. The World Bank did a benchmark for to capture the sense of relative poverty, and India is considered a lower middle income country.
Okay.
So they set the poverty line at people who live on $3.20 a day. Oh my gosh. So
less than $2,000.
Right, right. I mean, it's hard to compare those numbers when, you know.
Especially because this is American dollars.
And right.
Well, it just puts everything into perspective. I'm glad that people are climbing out of poverty, but when you're complaining about the heat today when it's 90 and humid and you're like, oh, this just stinks, life's pretty good. In this country, this is the best country to be poor in, because the poor in this country still have a lot. And I guess it's just a reminder to be thankful for everything you have.
So yeah. The poor in Singapore.
I knew someone was thinking about that.
I wonder what the poor people are doing today, huh?
I don't think Singapore has any poor people.
All right, well, Matthew, we'll let you run out of here after you tell us just exactly how everybody can get a hold of us via social media.
Yes, we've had quite a bit of people reaching out lately, which has been fun. So
it's really nice. We really love your feedback. That is, you know, I know super fan Steve chimes in about once a week, and we don't care. We want more of that. But if somebody does have questions, or we're just a regular family, and that extends out to you people that are listening. So here you go, Matthew.
Yeah. Facebook is the podcast family. Instagram is at the podcast family. Twitter is at the podcast fam. You can leave us a review or rate us on iTunes. And if you want to reach out to us by email, it's thepodcastfamily@gmail.com.
Beautiful. Next week, maybe you can give us a restaurant review from Boston, or a recommendation if somebody heads out there. Where have you heard is a great place to go? I'd love to hear that.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, we can handle that. All right, guys. Bye. Thank you very much, Maddie. We're going to let you fly.
Bye.
All right.
When you hear the music, it means it's time to go, brah.
Get something to eat.
Happy National Macaroni and Cheese Day.
Oh.
I was going to have that for breakfast.
Stay
not
cool,
gonna
bro.
Lie.
Talk to you guys later.
All right. Love
Bye,
you. Goodbye.
Matthew. Bye.
He wastes no time hopping off the air, does he? Who's got last word? Who's got last word this week?
Me. Send me a message.
Really?
Yeah. I want reviews and messages about me.
I was going to have mac and cheese for breakfast.
So you don't have the last word?
Yes, I do.
Damn. Mac and cheese for breakfast.
Oh,